Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call together this meeting of the Conference Committee on the Operating and Mental Health Appropriations Bills, HB 81 and 83. We're meeting here in Senate Finance Chambers on April 11th, 2009. Committee members present, we have a full complement. Senators Stedman, Senators Hoffman, Senator Thomas, Representative Harry Crawford, myself, Representative Hawker, and Representative Stoltz. Welcome everyone to the committee meeting. We're operating now on these items before us under limited powers of free conference, as we've been granted that authority by both presiding officers. And today we're going to be taking up, this is our first of several meetings, as we'll be taking up open items on the motion sheets that have been published publicly. The official sheet we're working with, I know there was some confusion, and I'll apologize for any confusion amongst staff. We had no intention of trying to confuse anyone, and we'll continue to work to do a better job of making sure everybody's got the same date stamp on their papers. And I'd also have apologies. I neglected to acknowledge that David Teal, Ledge Finance Director, is here, sitting in the head table. I'm happy to have you here with us, sir. Departments that we're not going to be addressing today, and just for folks of interest, we're not going to go to education and early development, we're not going to law, we're not going to go to DNR, we're not going to do transportation, and we're not going to address the university, but we will be addressing components of all the other agencies. Well, that gets us down to moving through the motion sheets, and Senator Hoffman, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And if I might preface this with apologies, sir, we will be first taking these up in alphabetic order, and we will first go to the Department of Administration. Now, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, the Department of Administration. I move that the committee adopt the following administration department's budgets. Item one, the House. Item two, the Senate. And item four, the House numbers.
Hearing, see no objection, the motion passes. And that leaves items 3, 5, and 6 open in the Department of Administration. That brings us to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Commerce and Community and Economic Development's department's budgets. House items 1 and 2, the Senate item 4, and the House item 5.
Hearing, see no objection. The motion carries. That leaves items 3 and 6 open in the Department of Commerce. Senator Hoffman, sir.
In the Corrections Department, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following correction department's budgets. The Senate items for 2, 4, 5, 7, and 8.
Hearing, see no objection. The motion carries. That will leave items 1, items 3, and item 6 open. Moving to the Department of Education, we're going to leave all items open and not take motions on that department at the moment. Brings us to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in Environmental Conservation Department's budget. Items 2 and 3, the Senate numbers. Item 4, the House number.
Hearing, see no objection. The motion carries. That leaves item 1 open in the Department of Environmental Conservation. Moving on to the Department of Fish and Game. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the Fish and Game's budget, I move that the committee adopt the following Fish and Game Department's budgets. Items 1, 2, and 3, I move the Senate numbers.
Hearing, see, no objections. The motion passes. Those are all of the conferenceable items for the Department of Fish and Game, so this action will close the department at this time. Moving us on to the Department of Health and Social Services.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. in the Health and Social Services Department. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Health and Social Service Department's budget. Items 1, 2, and 7, the Senate numbers. Items 8, 9, and 10, the House numbers.
And just clarifying, that was the House numbers for items 8, 9, and 10, sir?
Yes. And items 11 and 12, the Senate numbers. Items 13 and 14, the House numbers. Item 15, the Senate numbers. Item 16, the House number. Item 17, the Senate number. Items 18 and 19, the House number. Items 20, 21, 22, and 23, the Senate number. Item 24, the House number. And item 28, the Senate number.
Hearing, seeing no objection, the motion carries. That will leave items 3, 4, 5, 6, 25, 26, and 27 open in the Department of Health and Social Services. Brings us to the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Labor and Workforce Department's budget. The House item number 3.
Hearing, see no objection. The motion carries. That will leave items 1 and 2 open in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. We will be bypassing the Department of Law at this time. We will be bypassing the Department of Natural Resources at this time, bringing us to the Department of Public Safety. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Public Safety Department's budget. Items 2, 3, and 4, the Senate number. Item 9, the House number. Item 10 and 16, the Senate number.
Hearing, see no objection. The motion carries. That will leave items 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 open in the Department of Public Safety. Bringing us to the Department of Revenue. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following revenue department's budgets. Items 1 and 2, the Senate numbers.
Hearing, see no objection. The motion passes. And this action will close the Department of Revenue at this time. We will be deferring action on the Department of Transportation. We will be deferring action on the University of Alaska, bringing us to the Alaska court system. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Can we have a brief at ease?
At ease. We will stand the committee at ease. Are we ready to go back on the record? Okay. We are back on the record. We are addressing the Alaska court system. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move I move that the committee adopt the following in the Alaska court system's budget. Item 1, the Senate number. Items 2 and 3, the House numbers. The House number on item 4 minus $175,000. On item 5, the Senate number. Item 6, the House number. Item 7, the Senate number. Item 8 and 9, the House number. The House number on item 10 minus $125,000. The Senate number in item 11. And the House number for items 12, 13, 14, and 15.
Hearing, see no objection, the motion passes. This concludes the Alaska court system, and we'll close that budget at this point. That brings us to the Alaska legislature. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the legislature's budget. Item one, the Senate number.
Hearing, see no objection, the motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items for the legislature, which brings us to statewide appropriations. And at this point, if I could have a brief at ease for a conversation here. Back on the record. This brings us to the statewide items. Senator Hoffman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following statewide sheet. Items 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, the Senate numbers.
And hearing, see no objection, the motion passes. On the statewide, only item 3 remains open. And that brings us to the end of our agenda for today. As we said earlier, we're going to do a slight adjustment as a result of the Easter Sunday break here. The Monday morning meeting that we'd anticipated at 8 o'clock will be canceled. Our next scheduled meeting will be April 14th at 8 a.m. when we'll pick up the next round of closed items. And then we anticipate adding an 8 a.m. meeting on Wednesday, April 15th, to hopefully move through the committee. And again, just for public's business, that we will have as many meetings as we need to ultimately get ourselves closed out here. So, you know, members, comments, questions, or observations for the good of the order? Hearing, see none, we'll stand in adjournment until Tuesday, April 14th at 8 a.m.